At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Daily Positivity Podcast.
Cast out the lies. Burn them down. And listen to the truth. And live the truth. And go out and get it done. How do you stop making excuses? This is actually pretty simple. And I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. So recognize the excuses are not valid. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. The truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will stand, and the truth will deliver you from procrastination and laziness and the downward spiral that comes with a lack of discipline.
There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win, and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Confront chaos voluntarily. Establish and revivify order. Constrain malevolence. That's a good three-part doctrine for life. There's things to do. And so that's what I've been talking to the audiences that I've been seeing over the last year. It's like, get your act together. Stand up forthrightly. That's rule one. Stand up straight with your shoulders back. There's a vulnerable position, right? Because you're open. But it's a powerful position because it means that you're brave enough to take what's coming. And it isn't like what's coming isn't dangerous. It's dangerous. So, but your best bet is to be dancing on your feet and ready for it. Pay attention and be awake. And to treat yourself properly, that's rule two, is figure out how to treat yourself as if you're someone worth coming to the aid of. To detach yourself in a bit and say, okay, I'm going to set up my life so that it's good for me and good for other people as well. That's a corollary to that.
Determine your gift. And don't pursue things that you're passionate about. Pursue the thing that you are gifted at. All of you are gifted.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Every last one of you, God gave you a gift at birth, all of you. God never created a soul without giving him a gift. All of you have a gift. Your job is to discover the gift. It's very simple. It's the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your God-given gift. Anything else you're doing, you're wasting your time.
You have a series of human reward systems that are in your body, encoded in your body, in your genetics, and it's the reason why human beings survived to 2018. And in order to be happy, you have to feed those things. You have to feed all of them. You have to feed the one that wants to overcome difficult tasks. You have to feed the one that wants to solve problems. You have to feed the one that wants to be with a loving tribe of people that you care about. You have to feed the one that wants to procreate. You have to feed all of these things. You have to feed the love. You have to feed the competition. You have to feed the discipline. And that, to me, is the only way to stay balanced.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. But the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no, wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by Prime Pod Network, for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
Yo, stop making excuses, man. Nobody gives a fuck about your bullshit excuses. This is planet Earth, and results are the only thing that matters on planet Earth. Results are the only thing that matters. Your excuses are fucking meaningless. You can't go up to a hot chick and be like, yo, listen, I know I'm not ripped. I know I'm not really muscular. I don't have a body that you're attracted to. But yo, you gotta understand, I got school and work, so it's hard for me to work out. So you should just date me anyway. Fuck that, man. That's not how shit works. She don't give a fuck about your bullshit excuses, man. Nobody does. This is real world, man. I can't go up to a car dealership and say, Listen, man, I know that financially I'm not qualified to make this purchase, but you gotta understand, I come from but you gotta understand, man, I come from poverty, man. I had a bad upbringing, so you should just give me this Bentley anyway. It don't work like that, man. It's the real fucking world, and nobody gives a fuck about your excuses. It's also the only thing that matters. You gotta take responsibility for your own success, regardless of your circumstances. You're responsible for your own success. People tell me all the time, man, like, yo, oh man, yo, I can't eat enough to gain weight, or my mom won't cook healthy foods, or I work too much to work out, or I have school. Okay, okay. All that may be true, it may be valid, but what the fuck are you gonna do about it? You gonna cry? Go sit around and just cry about it like a fucking baby? Or you gonna do something about it, man? You gonna take action? Or you gonna cry like a little hoe? Listen, crying about shit only works for babies. That's because they don't have any other recourse. If a baby shits his pants, he can't really do anything about it, so he has to cry until someone comes and helps him. Until someone comes and saves him. Well, guess what, no, fuck, you're not a baby no more. Crying about your circumstances is no longer effective for you. You're a motherfucking man, and men are expected to produce results. That's how you're gonna be judged on what you produce or what you don't. But nobody's gonna have pity on you, and nobody gives a fuck about your bullshit excuses. No one gives a fuck about how difficult it is for you. No one cares about what you had to go through. The only thing that matters are the results that you produce. I hear people say stuff like, oh man, well, it's easy for him to do it because he's got good genetics. Or he's lucky because he has money to buy supplements and a gym membership. Or he can do it because he doesn't have any kids. Yo, man, shut the fuck up. Don't worry about what he has. What do you have? Don't worry about what he has. What do you have? What are you gonna do to be successful? What are you gonna do to accomplish your goals? I mean, yeah, it's true. It's true. Some people may have some advantages that you don't have. You may have to work harder than them. So work harder than them. If that's what it takes, then that's what you do. The advantages that someone else may have has nothing to do with you and your goals. You have to do whatever it takes. You have to take responsibility for your accomplishments. Now check it out. A few years ago, you know, my father, he shot himself in the head. You know, I was devastated. My whole world shattered. On top of that, I got to take care of the family. So I had to work two jobs. I was working 15, 16-hour days, six, sometimes 7 days a week. And I could have stopped working out. That would have been totally understandable. I had one of the best excuses that I've ever heard. But fuck that, man. Fuck that. Giving up is for fucking losers. Quitting is for the weak, soft-ass bitches. So I just started getting up at 5 a.m. every day to work out before work. Before I went to go work two jobs, I worked out every day at 5 a.m. And I did that for about 2 years, man. Because I ain't gonna let nothing stop me from accomplishing my goals. That's the mindset you need to have, man. You have to make up your mind that you're gonna succeed no matter what. No matter what obstacles are in your way. No matter what you have to overcome, you're gonna get that shit anyway. Don't just kinda go after your goals. Hunt that shit down. Rip its fucking head off. It's not a game, man. This is real life.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.